I'm so sorry. I got busy, you know. I'm working and I'm in class, you know.
Yeah.
I work like, you know, 7 in the morning to all the way to like, then I get off at 2 and then I got to go home, take a shower, get ready for class, you know.
Yeah.
And then we're in there at 9 o'clock. It's just, whoop.
Anyway. Better to be busy than bored, right?
Not like this.
Well,
okay, I got busy. And
you know,
call back, but
at least when you're done with the class, you'll have that certification, and then you won't have to worry about it. So you're working for something, right? I mean, it's not just like for no reason. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So, what are you thinking, Marie? Is this something you think you might still be interested in doing, or?
Yeah, I do want to advertise. I need some type of advertising.
Okay.
I do. And I'm not really looking for, anything as far as lead work. I get plenty of lead work.
Right.
What
asbestos.
I'm looking for is, right, the asbestos and like mold.
Right. Okay. Well, those are definitely the keywords that we can help you be found for. So, I was saying, so we will get you listed there on that first page of Google, get your company submitted with all the directory listings, get a website for you that's, you know, a complete professional website. You know, it's a $300 website that we optimize, manage, build, maintain. Also get you on Bing as well as getting you on mobile devices. So if somebody is going to search for those keywords on, you know, Apple Maps or whatever it may be, you'll come up there first.
Okay.
So,
and how much is this package?
Well, so that was the pro package. That would be without the Facebook ads. So that package would be $199 with a $99 setup fee. So the $199 is month to month. That is a flat fixed monthly rate that will never go up on you, okay, as long as you're with us. So if you get more jobs, higher paying jobs, whatever it may be, that price will never go up on you. But, Marie, it also is a tax write-off for you as well. So, just so you know.
That's really not an incentive for me to do anything. I don't use Facebook. You know what I mean? I have a Facebook, but I don't really advertise on there or do anything on Facebook because I really just don't want to go on that particular kind of social media to really be affiliated with my business.
Okay.
You know, not my business. I would rather do something like, like LinkedIn or something like that is where, you know, as opposed to using Facebook.
Well, no, so Marie, just to clarify, this is without the Facebook ads. So if you wanted to do Facebook ads, that price of that package would be $299. So this is just everything that I was talking about. It would be Google, the directory listings, the phones, mobile devices, as well as getting you a website.
Okay.
So that the $190, and I know you're saying you're not into Facebook. I completely understand that. But, you know, the thing, Marie, is I don't like Facebook either. You know, personally, I'm not a big Facebook fan. But the statistics have shown that the Facebook ads themselves have a really high conversion rate across all industries. So really what Facebook ads are doing is it's just kind of building brand awareness. It also is something called retargeting. So if anybody goes to look for asbestos or, mold or anything anywhere on the internet and they go to their Facebook, you'll be an ad that will be popping up on their news feed. So, it's just kind of a better, an extra way of marketing that, you know, has had a really good conversion rate. But you can always start with the $199 package and add Facebook ads later on if you decide maybe you see value in that too.
Okay, so now the $199 you said that covers a website and a
It's okay. So it's the website, Google, for up to 15 keyword phrases for that first page placement. It'll be submitting your company with the most popular directory listings like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages. I mean, there's 60 of them that we can submit you with. And then it's also initial content creation on Bing. And we make it because it's different programming that goes into mobile devices. So we give you that exposure on iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice-activated systems like Alexa. So this is making it ultimately, Marie, so unlimited calls are going directly to your phone for a flat fixed rate, that you're not having to worry about anything going on with your online presence. We kind of take care of all of that for you. So this would be an A to Z marketing option, and you can always add things later on.
Okay.
Does that kind of make sense?
I mean, it makes sense. I'm just, you know, I don't know. It's not a bad price. It's just I'm trying to make sure that I get something. I guess my experience was so bad, you know, with.
Well, here, let me just clarify for you, too. So, Marie, here, we like to under-promise and over-deliver, okay? So, you know, this is ultimately how we're able to keep our Google partnership is by maintaining our client revenue as well as our client growth. The only way we're able to do that is by getting results that our clients are looking for. But that's why we're doing this month-to-month pricing. So we are a performance-based company. So, you know, we actually want to earn your business month to month. You're not locked in a contract or anything that like that. Now, we do ask, Marie, that you at least agree to 2 months just to get the most added benefit from the position. Now, that, like I was saying, that does not mean you're in a contract or you're paying 2 months up front. I mean, just try it for 2 months type of thing. So just to clarify why that is there is a timeline for this process. So within 1 to 3 days, you're going to get your client interview. That's where they're going to get the content editing, quality control, get your keywords, get you a URL domain name. The whole phone call takes between 20 and 40 minutes. We'll set that up for probably like Monday or Tuesday whenever you're free. I mean, I know you're super busy, but whenever you would be free. So then from 5 to 7 days, you're going to get what's called the reporting dashboard. This is where you'll be able to see the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that are performed. Okay, so you'll get that as well as submitting your company with the directory submissions like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages. From 7 to 14 days, we're going to get your website up and running, and then from 30 to 45 days, everything will begin to appear there on that first page.
Okay.
So just, I mean, I the reason I work here, Marie, is because I believe in transparency. So I just want to be 100% transparent on how everything is going to work for you. So how the process goes, you know, just so you're comfortable with everything that's happening. You know, but I mean, I truly believe that Google is where people are going to get the biggest return on their investment. That's also why I work here. Everybody goes to Google for everything. I mean, you know. Right?
That's true. But like I said, we're that specialty contractor, so it's a lot kind of different.
Yeah.
Somebody that got slapped with a violation that must be taken care of.
Right.
You know.
Well, so, if you're working through contractors and stuff like that, at the same time, this is still helpful in, like, you know, somebody is like, okay, they're sending somebody out through a contractor, right? And they're like, okay, well, they're sending this company to you. At least that person will be able to go to Google and kind of look up your company and see your website and see your Google listing, you know, and kind of see who you are before you show up, right? You know, be like, hey, look it, check me out. Like, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think?
Okay.
You want to go ahead and give it a shot?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
let me make the decision on Monday as to whether I'm going to move forward or not. Can you wait till Monday?
I mean, I'm here for you. What's really keeping you from holding back, though, just out of curiosity?
Well, just what I just went through with Andy. Just like I just threw all this money in the fire. You know, it was just like I'm out here with a ton of my stove on and just turned my money up. Thousands of dollars.
You know,
so that's what it is. Really, I just came off of that, and I'm trying to get as best as work, and, you know, it's just frustrating.
Yeah. You know? Marie, I mean, I told you last time we talked, I mean, I hear this all the time. I don't like to talk badly about people, okay, I really don't, but if you did a quick Google search and just put in the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, and Home Advisor, Angie's List, they're actually being investigated right now. So, this is a major problem with a lot of, this is a huge problem with a lot of companies across the nation, right? That they're having major issues with the fact that the way that they're getting people to sign up is by saying things like, you know, you're going to get this many customers, and we're promising you all of this, and this is going to happen, and then none of that is happening, and people are getting super upset. That was pretty much it. I mean, it's just, so I understand where you're coming from. And,
this is what I was going to tell you. You know Angie's List, right?
Yeah.
And you know Angie's List was reputable, right? So then they was talking about, like, claiming, like, Angie's List, you know, Angie's ad is what I had. And then it would ring up like Home Advisor, and I'm like, I wouldn't have nothing to do with Home Advisor. And they're talking about like that's on the B side or something like that. And then I happened to look up, and then they have literally destroyed the Angie List brand. You know, they have like something like 3,000-4,000 complaints. And then I keep getting where they're trying to get me to pay them more money. And I was like, well, if you're so confident in your service, you know, then give me 3 months free. It was so much fraud, lead fraud, you know, like somebody trying to get me to the same person, you know, with the broken English, trying to get me to go Antioch, Joliet, all these different places. Hello. And then space. Do you do exterior painting? And then, you know, they'll be doing this to so many people. You know, it's just, you could tell even with the language that it was a false lead. And, you know, I had the problem too, and I'm saying, you know, because them people, they were like, when you go to sign up, right, you don't even see the contract. I kept thinking as you keep pressing forward, you know, on there, they only had like 3 or 4 items, right, that's listed. Well, you got to at least stay for 3 months, okay? And I was like, okay. But you don't get a contract. You don't see a contract or anything. You don't get it until at the end when you done signed up. Then all of a sudden they email you, oh, congratulations, you're signed up. And then at the very bottom, it's like, click here, a little tiny link that contains a 16-page contract that you never got to even read. And I read the contract, and then I called the guy back up, and I'm saying, I'm only going to try this like 3 months. You know, I was telling them anyway. That's all I was going to do, because I'm not going to throw money in the fire. You know, I work hard for my money.
I know.
Go to medical school and all that, you know. So I'm saying it's a lot. I'm not trying to just throw my money in the fire, you know what I mean? And I know you haven't done anything. I do want to do some form of advertising. I really do. You know what I'm saying? So I got to just kind of, I guess, shake that particular thing that just happened, because you got to understand, this just happened to me. And then these people now are talking about, I got to pay them a minimum of $2,500. I'm not paying you jack foo-foo, okay? You didn't already get thousands out of me. I didn't get nothing for my money. And I'm just willing to say, okay, I'm just walking away. You know what I mean? And now, you got so much time to do that. Now they want to try to destroy my business. You know what I'm saying? And, like, put me in collections and all that. I'm just like, you know, so I'm just, you know. And this just happened. Okay, this just happened. I told you, I think I canceled them last week.
Yeah.
You know,
no, we spoke last. I mean, so that's definitely. Here, I'm gonna text you something. I know you're driving right now.
I just pulled in my driveway.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna send you a text message. You know, just like so you can take a look at kind of what's happening. You know what I was talking about, and this is something that's super serious. You know, and I definitely
it's 2022.
Right. Yeah, since 2014, Angie Affiliate has misrepresented that their quality source of leads and likelihood they will result in actual jobs. I mean, you know, this is...
Yeah, and that's 2022, because I thought when you hit the lead, March 11th, 2022.
Yeah.
See, so this is just happening, and then they'll put pressure on homeowners to try to get them to say, you know, like I had a tree, for example, in my yard. I think I told you that already. But I wasn't looking to get it. It was going into the winter time, so
yeah.
It was impossible to remove the tree. I had gotten estimates. Then they trying to get me to put the lead back out there like months later, and I'm saying I'm not going to be able, you know, I'm not ready. It's going to be at least 6 months until the summertime, you know, and estimates only good for 30 days. Well, no, just do this, do that, and, you know, we'll do this. That's just trying to get them to pay, you know, getting the people to try to pay.
Right.
Just so the, if they agree, yeah, okay, you could put it now, they put the people's information out there, and now you have all these contractors calling them, and they're not even looking for work. Yeah, you know, they're not even looking to get the job done. They tried to do it to me, and I kind of went off on the guy, and I told him, I said, look, I'm a contractor, too. Are you talking about people that's spending money, that's paying you guys money for these, and you know it's not a legitimate lead. You see what I'm saying? It's just, you know, so.
I have constantly heard this. Now, I mean, it just. The thing, you know, about this, Marie, is this is just, that's why the $199 price is going to be that flat fixed rate, because this is just giving you across the board the marketing that you're looking for, right? I mean, you have to have some sort of advertising, you know, just to get your name out there, but we're not going
right.
to, you know, be like, oh, you're going to get 100 leads. Oh, you know, this is making it just so you're getting that presence out there, right? So it's like, If you put up a billboard, right, and then, you know, that billboard normally costs a couple $1,000s, you put that up, that's not going to say, oh, you're going to get 5,000, you know, jobs from that billboard. That's not going to say that. But you're more likely to get those jobs if you put up that billboard than if you don't, right?
Right.
I mean, it's just anybody, any established business is going to have advertising, and I'm telling you, they're going to be doing it on Google. I mean, this puts you apart from all of those other people, like, you know, like Angie's at Home Advisor. You know, you'll be listed with Yelp, but you'll have that separate entity of being there on your own, that when people are looking for mold removal, asbestos, you know, that they're having problems with, and, you know, they're sitting in their home and they're having this problem, they're going to go to Google and look for that. So, and then you're going to be one of the top recommended people on there. That they're going to be like, okay.
Are you sure? Because, you know, I know other companies that advertise for Google, too. And they have the same, and they are up there all the time. And they advertise, and they're coming number 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
They're coming up there as number 1, 2, you know.
Well, right. So, I mean, there's people that have been on Google that are possibly working with another company. That is a possibility. There are a handful of companies in the country that are Google partners. So that there is always that possibility that somebody is working up there and, you know, that you'll be up there continuously with that person. But the only way to get those results really is to be working with a company that's constantly doing that backlinking getting the keywords and put it, updating your information, because every month Google does kind of a restore, and they have bots that go through the internet and, like, make sure that all the information is correct. Like, so these bots do this once a month, right? And so that's why you want somebody continuously working on it and getting your company up there. And making sure that everything is accurate. It, you know, with something called like a NatW cleanup that we do, we make sure everything is accurate. Everything is on there. And then backlinking and keyword inputting and pictures, adding pictures continuously. You know, these are, the more relevant your company is to Google, the more, that's when you're going to see better results. And there are just people that are simply not doing that at all. You know, so, I mean, yeah, there might be that one person that you're going to be up there with continuously that's spending money on their marketing, but you will be up there within 30 to 45 days.
I cannot compete with them, and I know I can't, because these are huge companies, that's huge, asbestos, and lead companies, you know, and even, I've been in business now 17 years. But I'm saying these people, their dollars are really long, where they're like multi-million dollar companies, and I'm not. And I can't pay for that kind of advertising, you know, to continuously, you know, to try and get all the way up there where they are. You like Northern Environmental Development. If I Google asbestos right now, right? It'll be, I mean, these are all my competitors, and a lot of them I know, okay, because we all are in the same industry, right? So if I go asbestos and, you know, I allow to use, it's always Northern Environmental Development,
Northern,
to come up,
Midwest, Aerobiology.
Wait a minute. It's BB Construction. I mean, all them, and I can't, you know, my money is not that long. It's A&B Environmental. They come up, too. You know, AED. Midwest, Alpha. You know, a lot of these are,
corporations.
You know, they're huge companies. I don't have a corporation, you know, but they're huge companies, you know what I mean?
Right, right. Well, but see, okay, so like Northern Environmental, right, they're actually paying for ads, which puts them at the very top above the map section. So you can pay for ads, right? That obviously would be a little bit more to the package. But what I'm saying is we're going to get you listed on the top of the map section of Google. So, and then we're
the
also going...
The map section, I don't know what that is. Oh, you're talking about the little way it shows the actual map of, like, all the highways and stuff like that?
Yeah, right now, the first people I see are Midwest, Abinet Removal, A&L Environmental, EnviroNet Resource Group, right? And then... Mm-hmm. So that's the map section, the local map section, where we're going to get you listed there on that first page. Because it's just a thing, Marie.
I see what you're talking about with the map. To see all these companies up here, I know them all.
Yeah,
I know them all. They're spending long money to be there.
Well, no, so they may not be. I mean, the ones that are spending a lot of more money are going to be the ad section. So the ad section of Google, that's going to be a different section of Google. Now, we do actually have a service that offers that, but that package is, you know, a little bit more than that. You know, that package is actually $4.99. So the extra amount of from the $1.99 goes directly into your ad spend. So, yes, I mean, that is like, obviously a few thousand a year, right, for ads. But
if it makes it lucrative, then it's well worth it. You know what I mean?
I mean, the ads do put you at the very, very top of Google. I mean, you know, we also do have, packages for the Google ads that, would be for like the year that save you some money. So there's actually for the year, it would be $2,700. And then for 6 months, it would be, $1,500. for the ads, as well as the local map section, and then the directory listings and the website and everything. Or you could do $4.99. But, you know, again, like I said, I mean, you always have the option, too, of just starting with the local map section, the directory listings, the website, at least starting with that, and then adding those things later on if you'd like. It's completely up to you.
Right. You know, I think, yeah. And I know I'm not ready to spend $500 a month. I was paying $650.
Yeah. Well, that's...
I'm not ready.
That's why I would say just start with the pro package. I mean, you know, at least once you start getting more jobs coming in from Google and you're seeing that it's working for you, you can definitely add more things onto that.
Right. Okay, so, yeah. Okay, so maybe let me think about it over the weekend, and then I'll talk to you on Monday. I do really apologize for today and yesterday. You know, like I said,
because
I'm in class. And, you know, working, and I'm not really getting, I'm functioning on fumes right now.
Yeah.
You know, as far as work and, you know, all that is literally fumes. You know, work and going to school, you know. So, give me until Monday and just let me think about it. I do,
okay.
I believe you did send me the stuff already. You sent me some information. Because I think you also have a package that's like $1,098 or something.
Well, no, I mean, yeah, that's, so the prices on our website are different than the prices that I told you. So that's why I am the only person that can apply those rates to the packages. Marie,
okay.
But you've been in business for 17 years, so I did apply a legacy rate to the package, which brings the packages down quite a bit. So... the $1,000 package, that would be the $4.99 that I just talked to you about. And then the Facebook package, the middle package, that's normally, it's like $5.99. I can do that one for $2.99. And then the pro package, that's normally $3.99. I brought that down to $1.99. Now, they all do come with a $99 setup fee. Normally, that setup fee would be $2.99. But I can do the setup fee for $99. So I did send you that. I did send you also an example of a website. I sent you my extension and phone number. And the other thing I can do, actually, is send you a 6-minute YouTube video of exactly how our reporting dashboard works. Okay?
Okay. I like you.
Well, it's okay. I really like you, too.
I'm saying, you just seem, you know, just so real, you know, what I'm saying, just...
Well, I really appreciate
it's just that. Like a breath of fresh air. It's just like, yeah, you know, we all do something to make money. You know what I'm saying?
I really love what I do. You know, I mean, for me, it's I just had somebody tell me that today, and you know, you're a good salesperson. I'm like, well, for me, it's not about sales. I care about the people. You know, I do this because I actually care and I want to help. You know, so
well,
I mean, that's really all I want to do. Is help you out.
And I'm saying, I do appreciate it. I'm saying, and then you took the time not only to even, you know, and that showed that you were listening, what I told you, because I think I had told you before when I spoke with you, and then you were like, well, and then you give me the website and all this, because see, I didn't really know that that was going on, because like I said, I've been busy, and,
this
week, and, you know, I've just been working like nonstop. You see, so when you're working like the way we work, you know, it's our season and we're just like flying. You know, so I really do appreciate everything that you're doing. And like I said, just give me until Monday. I do believe I'm going to do it. I just want to look.
Okay.
You gave me, like I said, you sent me an email with all those different options. Even though you're saying the prices are, you know, you applied the like veteran discount or whatever. You know, the in the business for a long time discount.
Yeah, the legacy rate.
Give me the opportunity to look at give me opportunity to look at the services, you know, to see exactly which one that I'm going to go with. Like I said, I do know that I am going to go with something.
Okay.
See, I just want to make sure it's sufficient where it's going to bring me some money. I need money.
Absolutely.
I'm broke.
Absolutely.
We all broke. You know, not broke for real, but, you know, we all need money. You know,
right.
That's how we live. We just gas. We need money just for that.
I mean, Marie, I've been in California. You know how much gas is here? It's like...
probably $8.
It's about that, yeah. I mean, luckily I have a Costco membership, which helps, you know.
I have that too. But
you should see the line for Costco gas. It's like insane. The line for Costco gas is like literally around the block every day.
Yeah. And yours is $8 out there? Almost $8, you think?
It's like about $7. In LA, it's actually eight something. Yeah. It's crazy in LA.
Yeah, and probably for the premium, you know. I'm saying, you know, it's hard. So we all need money, you know. Me and everybody coming off of COVID, you know, we're struggling. I didn't work for almost 2 years. I almost lost my business.
Yeah.
You know, just because I'm just trying to hang on. Two years, we didn't work because I'm a hazardous materials contractor. I'm saying we're the first ones on the front line anyway, where we're out here dealing with asbestos, lead, and all this. Why would you guys let all these other people, just regular people, don't know nothing about PPE. I'm talking about workers and all that, you know, like in the stores and all that. Why would you throw them out there and then we can't go to work? You know, the environmental industry, they wouldn't let us work.
But, I'm just out of curiosity, what actually got you into doing this?
Oh, I was working for this guy. I went to work in his office that did asbestos and lead abatement, multi-million-dollar contractor, and I learned the business, and then I learned it well, and then I started setting other companies up to do it. Then eventually, in 2005, I did my own when some of the original companies that the multi-million-dollar companies went out of business, you know, then I started doing it myself.
Interesting. I mean, it's just such a niche thing. I just was curious. I mean, so it's something you kind of fell into.
Well, yeah. Because, see, I know how to do a lot of things. I mean, I do accounting, I find databases, and I make all kind of, I automate stuff, you know. I'm very good in the office, you know. I do, like, payroll, corporate taxes, financial statements, and, you know, all of it. And then now I work in the field. You know, I also work in the field. When I went out there, I had to learn. But, you know, I install windows, floors, doors, drywall, and all that, you know. Soffit,
that's cool.
Fascia, you know. So, I really respect that.
You're ambitious.
For my daughter, pay for her a private education, you know.
Yeah, you said she's going to medical school, right?
Yeah, I'm about to. She's about to go to medical school. She didn't go. She took the year off because we're having such a difficult time right now, you know. Because Boston rent is high. You pay, like, say, $1,500 a month. I guess that's cheap for you since you're in California. But you pay, like, I'm saying $1,500 a month. You have a roommate in the room with you, not where you have a bedroom by yourself. You see, so it's real expensive, and right before my daughter was getting ready to graduate, they had shut it down, and then all them people that was up on the leases got stuck. I didn't want that to happen to my daughter, you know, and where she gets stuck, and then, you know, obligated to pay a lease where they send you home, and you learn from, you know, from the computer or something instead of in person in class, you know, so they just had to take a lot of them. They took a year off to see what's going to happen with COVID before they go back, because, you know, if they obligate the people that's there, they know it, and they're trying to get people to sign leases, like minimum 4 month lease. You got to do a minimum 4 months, you know, and get them a 4 month notice if you're going to move. Well, that's really 8 months. You see, so, you know, and then they kind of, they'll get obligated to it, you know, and then if they decide to come back home because classes are canceled, they come back home, they're still going to have to pay that rent, at least for a minimum 3 months.
Wow, really?
That's a lot of money.
Oh, man. Yeah, it all sounds like a major disruption, too, right? Like, I mean, it doesn't seem like it's very helpful. for their education purposes to be, you know, stopping and starting like that. I mean,
right. It has been, but my daughter, she's been working in the medical field. You know,
okay.
She was working for Boston Mass Eye and Ear, and then there was another one she worked down there. Now she's doing it for Advocate. You know,
okay.
Just getting some experience because they do need experience and all that, and letters from doctors in order to get into medical school. So it's all good.
Okay. Well, I bet she'll do it with a mom like you. I mean, she has to be smart. You know.
Yeah, my daughter has been in school since she was 2.5, private education. I didn't get one. I'm a product of a public education.
You know what, though? I mean, book smarts doesn't always mean a lot. I mean, you know, really, like, my grandma, she had a master's degree and was working on her doctorate and, you know, and she was a teacher, you know, and that's amazing. I mean, it's great, but I mean, you know, she really never had anything like, you know, that was like substantial. And, you know, I mean, I have more street smarts. It's like, if I'm going to get something done, I'm going to get it done, you know, like, it's just the type of person I am. I'll figure it out. I will resource myself and figure it out. I mean, and that's really all it is.
That's what I did too.
Yeah.
That's what I did. A lot of the stuff I taught myself. How to do, you know, and, you know, so I'm good, you know, I am totally good. Anyway,
right.
So let me let you go.
Okay.
This is what I want you to do. I know I'm, if I don't call you on Monday, because understand, I'm still working, so I am busy. I'm really busy. It's not my intention. You know, I'm a lead supervisor, so I'm out here supervising job, watching employees. Walking the job, making sure everything is right, because we got all these regulatory agencies that can come on our job at any minute, you know, like Illinois Department of Public Health, Chicago Department of Public Health, the Illinois EPA, you see, so I have to make sure all my jobs is tight and right, you know, so if on Monday, you know, you could probably, if you can call me, it'll be like, what, 9 o'clock your time? 9 a.m. Your time?
No, yeah, 9 like 9 a.m.
No, that's 7 a.m. Yeah. That's too early probably for you. If you could call me by 10. Call me by 10. 10 a.m. My time, so that'll be what, like 8 o'clock your time?
Yeah, we actually get in here at 7, but I can call you at 8. That's fine. My time.
Okay, good. The 7 a.m. is really 9 for me?
Yeah, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so then that's fine. Yeah, because that way it allows me to set up my job, get done what I need to get done, and then I can sit down, then I can talk and take care of the other business. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, perfect. All right, I'll put you in for Monday at 9 o'clock your time. Okay.
Right.
And we'll see what you want to do, all right? Hey, you know what? Again, Marie, I always really appreciate talking to you. You know, it has been such a pleasure, and I really hope you have a great weekend.
Okay, you too as well, and I look forward to speaking with you on Monday.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.